Hi, I'm Stephanie Elizabeth Briggs, the creator of Heart Blossom, where I offer soul guidance and inspiration to a global community of healers, artists, and heart-centered visionaries. Welcome. This is your moon message for the full moon in Aquarius on August 3rd, 2020. Today we have the moon at 11 degrees of Aquarius, and that is facing off with the sun at 11 degrees of Leo. Of course, Leo and Aquarius are two polarities, one of the pairings that we have within the signs of the zodiac. This is an opportunity to work towards integration of two seemingly opposing, split off parts of ourselves, areas of our lives, or really perspectives. So with Aquarius and Leo, this is in particular an opportunity to look at where we can come into greater balance and integration between individual and collective, different dimensions, perspectives, or levels of experience within this sort of fractal, multidimensional nature of reality and existence as we experience it here while we are embodied on Earth. Our experience here in these human forms is not the whole of who we are. There are aspects of our consciousness, our soul, our spirit. There are so many dimensions of us. Some of them are really easy to connect with here, and others may feel more distant, but they are all part of us at all times. And so I always think with Leo of that one spark of the divine, sort of a candle, thinking of this little light of mine. And then Aquarius is where we bring all these little lights together to make a vast sea of lights. So each of us, of course, at all times exist within this larger unified field of earth life, and beyond that, all creation and consciousness on all levels and dimensions. It's important to remember that because we are always part of this field, we are always part of this collective experience, the things that we struggle with individually are actually not just ours. Our struggles and our gifts and all of our experiences are happening within this larger context of the systems, the environments, the lineages, the families, the institutions that we are part of. Now, with this full moon, we have another major factor that's coming into play, which is Uranus. Now, Uranus is associated with revolution, liberation, like moving things forward, but not necessarily in a way that's easy and smooth. And so at the moment, Uranus is in a T-square. It's in this tension pattern with the moon and the sun. So it's sort of the crux of the issue. And so it's reminding us that there's no time that we're not part of this earth system, of this collective environment. We're all tethered to earth individually and collectively. Of course, Uranus currently is in the sign of Taurus, which is associated with earth. And so at this time, we have so many disruptions happening in the status quo, in the systems of our society. It's really time to, again, bring a remembrance of our shared space and the fundamental interconnectedness of life on Earth. It's beyond sharing resources, as though resources are something inert, just an object for us to take, but actually going a step further to see that it's not about just sharing the resources, it's actually about living in connection, in relationship with all the beings and all the people on Earth. People who are human and people who are non-human, the plant people, the animal people, all these different people and beings who are here and sharing the space with us, this awareness that has been held through indigenous lineages of many places and locations on the earth. This has been under siege through colonialism for centuries. And in particular, of course, this has been carried out by people of European descent primarily. And so personally, one thing that I'm working on right now is an ancestral healing process with my particular lineage. And a lot of this has involved digging into whiteness and white body supremacy and how this is expressed through my family culture, through all of the experiences and things that we participated in. There's a legacy of intergenerational trauma and of violence and oppression. And it's a lot to take in, but it's a practice of witnessing, not taking it on. It is not solely my creation responsibility. However, it is my responsibility and my privilege and my honor to decide how I want to respond to what I'm witnessing, to acknowledge what has happened, to do my part to repair my lineage so that we can be a healthier, more well presence in Earth, and also to be part of that collective process, relationships, and making different choices. You're not the single candle in this field. You're not out here blowing in the wind by yourself. However, the sea of lights, in order for that to exist, all these individual points have to show up and turn their lights on. So if each of us has a part that we can play, something that we can contribute, something that we can add just by being ourselves, just by doing what is ours, what we are moved to do. And this is part of how we're creating culture. We're creating and co-creating the culture in every moment that we make a choice. What culture are you living into being? We have Chiron, the asteroid associated with healing and wholeness, in a trine with the sun. So it's reminding you that you matter, whoever you are. You matter because you are matter. You do exist. And so are you willing to belong here? That's a choice that you can make. And what light do you have to share? What brings meaning, purpose, and aliveness to your life? What is your role? For each of us, there is an opportunity and an invitation right now to contribute and be part of something, something that moves you into action, whatever that looks like for you. That may be your personal healing process, tending to issues in your family, in your local community. It may be creating something, maybe sharing your art, sharing your story, maybe something else totally different that you've never even thought of yet. You might know what this is, or it might be hiding in plain sight. Sometimes it can be surprisingly simple. And so if you're not, feel like you're not sure, I invite you to just try on. What if you did know the answer? If you knew that answer to what your role is, what would it be? Try that out just as an experiment. Before I say goodbye for today, I just want to share a moment of excitement for me as I am taking on and stepping into a new role and a new collaboration that I'm part of with an organization that's forming called Whole Self Liberation. This is founded by Andrea Renee Johnson. And I'll be sharing with you more next week about that and how you can be part of what we are up to and what we are co-creating together. Until then, I want to wish you all the best of Leo season. Don't forget to play and be yourself. Sending you lots of love and many blessings on your journey. Take care.